Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yep.
Welcome back. All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, November 11th, 2022. And again, happy Veterans Day. A lot going on, you know. It's midterm election season, and that's still, you know, we have that fun stuff going on. It's COP27 time, and that's interesting. It's Veterans Day. My goodness, who can keep up with all the doings? And there's also this other aspect of, you know, the battle that rages in our midst, unbeknownst to many. You know, speaking of Nicholas Murray Butler, it was, I believe, if I had to wager or hazard a guess, you know, my guess is Nicholas Murray Butler saying there are three types of people: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened or don't even know something happened. That was a boast. And it was boasting, you know, there are those of us who make things happen and the rest watch and wonder. And to sort of summarize Hayek, you know, The Road to Serfdom in Chapter 10 in particular, why the worst get on top. Why the worst get on top is because the best, so to speak, don't have that kind of hubris. They know that they're fallible and humble to an extent, and reluctant to, you know, go serve in public office where they might sort of be, you know, forced or put into a position where they will have to impose some kind of edict on their constituents, their fellow people, because unless you get elevated to the level of political demagoguery, you're just a fellow citizen. That's the way things should have remained in America. We don't need demagogues. So it's interesting how those mechanics work. And so, you know, in contrast to that, why the worst get on top is because, like George Bernard Shaw said, you know, the future belongs to the unreasonable man. And the hubris, man, these guys lean in. How many people who disagree with all of that lean in with similar conviction? And again, it gets to the difference in temperament and character and all of that. And this devilish coterie knows that. They rely on it, like Shaw said. You know, they have a Nietzschean will to power, a thirst for it. And as Bertrand Russell pointed out in The Impact of Science on Society, it feeds on itself. Anyway, second hour. So again, there's a John Stadmiller book drive between now and January 8th. You can learn more about that on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. And donations of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller, a physical copy of the book previously owned by John Stadmiller. That's a gift, I would say. And so, you know, speaking of gifts, I mean, it's that time of year, the holiday season and stuff like that. So give that a thought too. If you made a donation of $100 or more in the month of November, before you were aware of the contest, no worries. You're still eligible. Just call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 3. And We'll get you taken care of. So this week's books, the book will be announced on Monday, and the drawing and winner, drawing will occur on Sunday, and the winner will be announced by Steve Elkins. So this week's book is two copies, actually, of Texmar's Circle of Intrigue. And so that's pretty cool. It's Veterans Day, and I'm sort of weaving that together with this other stuff. Hopefully that makes sense. And I think, you know, I think it's important to do. This is a touchy subject. Again, I haven't finished my thoughts on the Congressional Research Service report and what that all means. You know, I asked the question at the end of the first hour as a means for what? What's the point? As a means to what? What is the purpose of this? You know, if it's true, Chris, that there is a change blindness occurring through a variety of mechanisms, and there, you know, there is a flooding of the zone like we heard about from Event 201 as a prelude to the COVID shenanigans. If there are people trying to tell the truth, we need to flood the zone and just kind of, you know, scramble people's processors so that they can't process that information. Just flood it as a means and method of inducing change blindness. But for what purpose? We'll get to that in a second. First, let's go to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome. You there, Pat? Maybe we'll come back to Pat. So the NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. I think if you can get a broader landscape of history and what's going on, then the way that I would summarize to sort of tie CRS report RL33627 and H.G. Wells' The Shape of Things to Come, The Ultimate Revolution, published in 1935. How do those fit together? This 2008 edition of the Congressional Research Service report and H.G. Wells' 1935 book, how do they go together? Well, I would say in simple terms, let's just start here. As real as they are, I believe the issues of opium and petroleum are more limited hangouts and straw men in this context, certainly, than they are actual primary threat. You know, the CRS report actually mentions some of this. ISAF has proceeded in four stages to extend its area of responsibility over the whole of Afghanistan. Who decided? Although the allies agree, you know, there used to be an expression, who died and left you king? I wonder where that comes from. It sounds, yeah. Divine right of kings? Where does that come from? ISAF has proceeded in four stages to extend its area of responsibility over the whole of Afghanistan. Although the allies agree on ISAF's mission, which is what? What is the mission again? The mission of NATO is in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. It's a test. For what? We're getting to that. Since September 11, 2001, the allies have sought to create a new NATO, able to go beyond the European theater to combat new threats such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Well, where does that all come from? Where does the threat of terrorism in Afghanistan at all, where does it come from? From whence does it derive? Again, Operation Cyclone. Maybe we should go down the rabbit hole of the outsourcing of the intelligence industry back in and the defense industry while we're at it. Because if you want to do stuff and not have to run it by Congress, you know, outsourcing it is the best way, because then we can just say, now we're going to have these guys do it, and then it's one of those great public-private partnerships. The public pays for it, And it's a thing that's done in private. So we don't have to worry about, you know, congressional oversight and accountability and people going to prison or maybe being executed as treasonable, insurrectionists who have usurped the Constitution. So Operation Cyclone was the code name of the CIA program to arm and finance the Afghan Mujahideen. But I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. Oh, wait, isn't that kind of what's going on over in Ukraine, at least in part? So Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area mission beyond Europe. This is, again, the CRS report, RL33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, updated October 23, 2008. First out-of-area mission beyond Europe. The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. How did it get destabilized and deconstructed in the first place? The mission is a difficult one because it must take place while combat operations against Taliban insurgents continue. Where did the Taliban insurgents come from? Aren't they an offshoot of the same Afghan Mujahideen the CIA recruited and trained? Didn't the Taliban try to surrender at one point? Because that's what that culture does. That's what most cultures do. Okay, we lost. You know what? Come on in. The assimilation, which gets to, again, the whole broader Hellenistic, kind of the Hellenization of the world in an effort to get back to Genesis 11. That's kind of the broader theme here. The knock and talk stuff, you know, manifest destiny and all of that, the Jesuit impulse is a way to total information awareness to achieve and maintain full spectrum dominance. We got to know who's who and what's what and who believes what, and it's hearts and minds. That's what's going on. Not to bounce around too much, but again, back to conflict thesis and continuity thesis. Conflict thesis is a historiographical approach to in the history of science that originated in the 19th century. How convenient, with John William Draper and Andrew Dixon White. It maintains that there is an intrinsic intellectual conflict between religion and science, and that it inevitably leads to hostility. Well, that's kind of true, but it's somewhat disingenuous. There's an inherent or intrinsic conflict between Christianity and the hegemony that masquerades as science or pseudoscience, in an effort to push back toward Genesis 11 and the Tower of Babel and, the one world system. The one world system is not a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's the old thing from Genesis chapter 11 that God, scrambled. He dispersed them and confused their language in Genesis 11 when they were building this tower to heaven, doing these great things, bricks and mortar. I wonder who uses bricks and mortar. Who wants to have a great name that endures throughout all the ages, lest they not know who each other are? Does that have any correlation to Manly Hall's Secret Destiny of America and what he wrote about these guys, the wolves basically, that hid among the sheepfold through the centuries and the ages? So this conflict between religion and science, if you can't prove it with empirical evidence, well, then it must not be real. So it's not exactly religion and science. It's Christianity. It's Jesus Christ. That's where the intrinsic conflict arises. Because it's this push. And you see, like I said, you see all these characters, Draper and White, Wilberforce, Samuel Wilberforce, and Thomas Henry Huxley. et cetera, et cetera. And you have to make sure that you have your controlled opposition when you have these discussions. Well, you know, the Christians were represented. No, it's controlled opposition. And the Galileo affair is mentioned. Galileo affair was a sequence of events that begin around 1610, culminating with the trial and condemnation of Galileo Galilei by the Roman Catholic Inquisition in 1633 for his support of heliocentrism. But Satan can't cast out Satan, so what's really going on here? It's a shift. You know, it's all religion, and basically that's the point. This pseudoscience is a religion. We've talked about it. At the heart of it, it is scientism. People put their faith in it. They truly do. When you think about it, it becomes the object of their faith. Something in there becomes the object of their faith, and they rely on the pseudoscience as, you know, scientism as a religion. And it's about hegemonic dominance. The knock and talks and, you know, hearts and minds campaigns that ensue. How can we win them over? Well, you know, we'll get the kids, and by the kids, we'll get the parents, and eventually the parents will die anyway, and the kids will train the new kids through epigenetics and so forth. And so that's what we'll do. That's what it's about. It's a means to hegemonic assimilation, cultural assimilation, which, you know, that's Hellenization. So the subject of opium and petroleum, you know, in the Middle East and places like Afghanistan in particular, you know, the stories that we've heard. Limited hangout. What do you mean? Well, what about Basra and the coming Assyrian, which gets back to H.G. Wells' The Shape of Things to Come, The Ultimate Revolution. So Basra is mentioned 36 times in H.G. Wells' book, you know, and so book the third, The World Renaissance, The Birth of the Modern State. The plan of the modern state is worked out. 2, Thought and Action, The New Model of Revolution. 3, The Technical Revolutionary. 4, Prophets, Pioneers, Fanatics, and Murdered Men. 5, The First Conference at Basra in 1965. 6, The Growth of Resistance to the Air and Sea Control. The Air and Sea Control? Huh, that sounds like what's being discussed in things like CRS report RL33627, NATO in Afghanistan, and the ISAF and so forth, expanding its influence. Is that H.G. Wells' Air and Sea Control? 7, Intellectual Antagonism to the Modern State. 8, The Second Conference at Basra, 1978. 9, Three Courses of Action. 10, The Lifetime Plan. The Lifetime Plan. Remember over at Lucius Trust, that Work of the Hierarchy thing that no one should ever read? There is a plan, right? The plan. There is a plan. They work according to plan and are known as the custodians of the plan. What plan? This plan is for all people everywhere in the world and works out under the impelling power of evolution itself, but they don't mean the kind of evolution that you think of. Copernican revolution kind of evolution. Local action in any one country or race is only undertaken for the benefit of the whole of humanity, but really in the context of this plan. What is this plan? That is for all people everywhere in the world. Who decided that? Did you decide that? Lysander Spooner, not my plan. Right? Is there a correlation here? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back. All right, let's take a look and see if we can spot a theme here in any of this material. So, you know, again, from yesterday, you know, we've heard that P. Huntington and friends think there's a clash of civilizations on the horizon. In fact, they've been working diligently to sort of engineer it, but it's not going to play out quite the way we think. You know, and as folks like Lark and, you know, others, Glenn, etc., remind us to sort of butcher the aphorism, the absence of resistance or opposition is not the same thing as peace or freedom. Hegemonic assimilation, cultural assimilation. It is the Hellenization impulse. I would call it the Hellenistic impulse. Just to give it historical context, because that's not new either. Wasn't new, you know, in the Hellenistic period. But, you know, to give it historical context, this is a big moment. Like I said before, the seven wonders of the ancient world overlap all of them overlap the Hellenistic period. And something or other disrupted that impulse. you know, the knock and talk campaigns, you know, hearts and minds campaigns, spreading culture, the Hellenistic culture and influence, and the brain drain. Basically, you know, as you're going around doing your knock and talk campaign, you're gathering intel. Are there scientists? Are there experts? Are there technocrats that we can borrow? Great, let's bring that. Let's import them through whatever operation paperclip scenario we need to engineer. Let's bring them here. And, you know, continue spreading this impulse and this influence. So conflict thesis, historiographical approach, blah, 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 blah. It maintains there's an intrinsic intellectual conflict between religion and science. Okay. Continuity thesis is a hypothesis that there was no radical discontinuity between the intellectual development of the Middle Ages and the developments of the Renaissance and early modern period. Scientific revolution, et cetera, et cetera. And you got names like Roger Bacon, Pierre Duhem. Who's the other one? Voltaire, Condorcet, Copernicus, Galileo, Newton. I mean, you know, Kabbalists, William of Ockham. You know, we're all just good Swedenborgians. Anyway, so continuity thesis maintains, you know what? There wasn't such a radical discontinuity. Not really. That's funny. Where have I heard that before? You know, people say problem, reaction, solution, or thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And remember, it's not Hegel that's supposed to get credit. You know, you listen to Bertrand Russell, for example, and those guys, it's Fidda who gets credit for the Hegelian dialectic as a technique of synthesizing. So are you picking up a theme here? Because again, we played the clip there. You know, Ron Mattson explaining deceit, he mentioned change blindness. When Hegelian dialectical synthesis, you know, thesis, antithesis, thesis, antithesis, you collide them together long enough, you know, change blindness occurs. And then continuity thesis, it wasn't really that different. Doesn't that sound kind of like something I've read somewhere before? Speaking of the work of the hierarchy and the plan, let's see. Speaking of the plan, point number 10, the end of the plan. You got these 10 points. Point number 10 reads, hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. In the early stages, however, generally it is radical and even revolutionary and often meets determined opposition. That's interesting. Doesn't that sound exactly like what I just described and exactly like what we're experiencing? Because hierarchical work is always in advance of human consciousness and is seeking to lead the entire human family forward. Really, it is always pioneering. Do you feel that lately? Like you think you're on track with whatever the latest, greatest thing is, and next thing you know, whoop, it's going over here. We're going over here. All right, we're going over here. What are we doing? Like a bunch of sheep. Accepted disciples, therefore, working consciously at the plan, are spiritual pioneers and must have the courage that goes with that position and must have the perseverance which is required to produce fundamental changes. All works according to the plan under the guidance of the spiritual hierarchy. Ignorance and greed are the main hindrances. Spiritual education cures one, goodwill and action cures the other. Right, it's like the Masonic impulse. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds, The Invisible Man, The Isle of Dr. Moreau. Are we dealing with esoteric themes here? You know, Fabian Intriguer, H.G. Wells, and buddy of theosophists like Annie Besant. All right, to the phones, time machine, all of that. You know, and again, the shape of things to come, the ultimate revolution. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Were you in the military?
I was.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
I knew, thought you were a cowboy, then I found out you were a technocrat, and then I found out that you were a golfer, so I just thought I'd ask.
I am a what?
Golfer.
G-O-L-F-E-R.
Well, to me, you know everything about a computer that you could know.
No, definitely not. But, I mean, just knowing something doesn't mean that I'm a technocrat, does it? I don't adhere to the belief that people are beings and, you know, should be treated like beings. So,
is that what a technocrat means? You have to believe that. Okay. See, I don't know if it's because of my age, but I'm just not interested in keeping up with the new meanings of all the words anymore, or what they even mean at all.
Well, I think if you're going to accuse someone of being something, you should probably be familiar with the definition.
What would I call you when you know everything about computers?
I don't know everything about computers. I know a few things, but I don't know.
Well,
someone who
did, okay.
maybe like an idiot savant?
Idiot? Who?
Yeah.
Okay. We talk simple-minded. See, you know, when I worked in the lab, you know what? They had me making all the lab manuals. Because when you're under stress, you have to do everything just right. And if you haven't done it over and over until you can do it real good under stress, you got to read how to do it. And you need a simple-minded person to do that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. I'm a simple-minded person when I'm worried. Do you know Rick Wiles?
Do I know Rick Wiles?
You already know who he is, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not know him personally. Yeah.
Well, he was here, and he knows me, and I'm you know, I heard enough about his family. I feel like I know them, you know. But he moved to Vero Beach, and here I am, excuse me, trying to think of everything going on here about whether the Veterans Day parade down there is going to get rained on or not, and how cold it turned, and do people know they should wear a coat, you know, before they go out? And the weather just changes. Like, you can't believe it around here. So then I hear the hurricane went over Vero Beach, and Rick and 50 of his staff went to Amman, Jordan.
I don't know what any of that has to do with the subject matter of today's broadcast.
Well, that's the way I feel when I listen to your show.
I don't know what you mean.
First, I thought you were running down war, and the people in it are the reason of it, the veterans. And the fact is that I'm a military brat, okay? I
made it
glad.
Very clear from the outset, as I always have, that I'm not running down the military. What I'm doing is trying to explain that there is a distinction. Howard Zinn made the distinction very well, I think, that patriotism does not mean all things to all people. It means different things depending on who's saying it. So again, we should define terms.
Well, I was glad when they made the Vietnam War. I mean, just before I took my final test to be nationally certified, my brother was killed in Vietnam. And what the lady who had the Vietnam Memorial Wall built, it was a project, but...
Let me ask you a question. If I can ask a question that doesn't sound disrespectful, because in no way is it meant disrespectful, but when you lost your brother, did you feel like it was a justified loss or that his death was senseless?
I was angry as all get out because I knew some of those guys were there on drugs. And you know, when you find out that the military put them on drugs, you get more angry.
Absolutely, because but what was the justification for the Vietnam conflict? Was it legitimate loss of life? I would say not, and that's the tragedy.
Okay, listen. No, Congress should not run a war.
Congress doesn't run a war. Congress hasn't declared war since the World War II.
The point is whether you declare it or not. You're in a war.
Well, that's kind of my point. There's a war raging that we don't see. It happens beyond the visible realm, so to speak, that influences all this other stuff that is a result, you know, of the... That is the cause of the zeitgeist we experience.
I know. I know. But let
anyway,
me tell you
we're,
what.
We're running amok here, I think.
I know. We got to go. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Much appreciated as always. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anyone, certainly not to veterans who have given much. Many, you know, the ultimate sacrifice, shall we say. And that word is, you know, difficult to want to use in a general sense when I do believe very firmly that there are those who use the word, you know, thank you for your sacrifice in a very esoteric and occult sort of way. Did the sacrifices to, you know, all of these, you know, did the sacrifices to pantheism essentially, did those really go away, the human sacrifice? Or have they just changed in nature? Have they been given a slick, polished veneer in the modern age? I think it's absolutely absurd to say, you know, that abortion is healthcare. There is no greater lie that has ever been perpetrated. You know, innocent, unborn children. Well, you know, one does, and people, these straw man, you know, red herring, life begins at conception. No, it doesn't. Your creator says that he knew you before the foundation of the earth, that he numbered the hairs on our head and numbered the days of our existence before yet, you know, when as yet there was none. That's when life begins. Which again gets back to Hebrews 11 and the Hall of Faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To me, it's dirt and house plans. Those are the plans. And so that's how much God cares about each and every one of us. And to think that we've been beguiled and seduced into this mindset that man is just some kind of lump, like we're all just a homunculus or something. It's insane. The creation testifies all around us, like you read in Romans chapter 1 and other places. Bad guys know that. If you read Origin of Species close enough, Darwin knew that. These guys all know that. John Taylor Gatto made, you know, a brilliant sort of distillation of all of these guys, like he was saying, you know, from Plato to Spinoza to Malthus and Huxley and Darwin and all these guys. You know, you come up to Darwin and, oh, it's just science. Some of you are biologically inferior and therefore you must die. Oh, we're biologically inferior, therefore we must die. And you know what? Some of these other homunculus should not be around either. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It should be criminally insane. Which is exactly why I always think of that scene, you know, Hannibal and, you know, Hopkins feeding Ray Liotta's character part of his brain, and, you know, Julianne Moore looking on in horror, and Ray Liotta saying, oh man, this is delicious. What is this? That's where we are in America. People running around. It reminds me exactly of Matthew 24 and Luke 21. You know, where Jesus is saying, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Well, what was the, you know, what characterized, what was the spirit of the day? For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. You mean they were watching Fail Army on YouTube and television and entertained to death. You know, didn't Neil Postman write Amusing Ourselves to Death? What is amusement? Lieutenant Eric Shine used to tell us, you know, amusement is the lack of musing or the lack of thought. So anyway, maybe we need to turn off some of the entertainment and the stimuli. Maybe we're overstimulated. Maybe we are, you know, maybe we've gotten beyond the saturation point. Back to the phones. Lynn and Marilyn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you for your service as a veteran. Happy Veterans Day. I'm the widow of a 100% service-connected disabled veteran. My entire family and loved ones, including my mother-in-law, are buried at Arlington Cemetery, and my husband, and me eventually. So I hope they don't cremate me. You know, war isn't right. And I get that. But we do have people who served.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have suffered, because nobody's going to come out of a war without suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the biggest shames that I have for our country right now is people like Stuart Rhodes, who took the same oath of office you took. And he was behind, you know, poking people into getting into the Capitol. He may not have been there, but if you listen to his testimony, he shot himself in the foot the other day. Now, that's up to that jury, okay? But I have no respect for him or anybody else who went into that Capitol to stop the certification of that vote. I thank God that Mike Pence had the good sense not to get into that car with the Secret Service, because they already know there were Secret Service involved in trying to pull that thing off. I mean, look at the few officers in that tunnel that actually held off rows and rows of those people fighting them. They had nothing but God on their side, because there weren't enough of them. They're going to be injured the rest of their life, just as if they went to Vietnam or Afghanistan.
All we know is what we've been told.
No, actually, we don't have to watch a video if you watched while it was happening. Remember, I live on C-SPAN. I don't watch TV, but I listen to it all live. Live. Not the aftermath. Right. Not the
speaking of H.G. Wells, there's this little bit.
And why, I got a question, though. Why are you quoting Howard Zinn, of all people, the guy who writes textbooks that lean towards communism?
You know what? Most people are communists and socialists these days, but I would call the socialists and communists misguided Christians, because the impetus that they seek is actually Christian in nature. It's Acts chapter 2, so they just need to get that squared away. But the reason I would quote Howard Zinn is because what he said is true. We need to what I quoted is not his glowing endorsement of communism. That was not it. He said patriotism is a term that we should be careful when we use, and we should define terms. And I agree with that.
Okay, but the thing about all propaganda, and if you don't define who Howard Zinn is, because people think, oh, you know, Howard Zinn, oh, that's a good idea,
right.
Chris.
I agree.
You said
but
that.
Here's my question
I'm
to you, Lynn, and I appreciate you making the point of clarification. It's important to do that. I completely agree with what you're saying. Completely agree. But if I hold to that standard, I don't cite anybody with whom I disagree. Guess what? It's just going to be me. It's going to be an echo chamber of me, and I can't cite anybody, because, you know, everybody that we're going to cite is going to be somebody like Howard Zinn, who I'm going to have major ideological and philosophical differences with. And then what?
Okay, I understand that.
And part of the citation is the opportunity to do exactly what you're doing here, where we say, by the way, when it's appropriate, not always, but I always feel the same way that you're talking about. You know, I have misgivings about it. And, you know, we can, from time to time, take the opportunity to sort of clear the air and say, by the way, this is, you know, I have said that over the years many, many times. Just because I say that Howard Zinn is right here does not mean that this is an endorsement of everything Howard Zinn. By no means.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Or H.G. Wells, for that matter. I'm not a fan of H.G. Wells, but I mentioned him today. Or the work of the hierarchy. This is the bad guy scenario. And I mentioned Zinn in a favorable light, in contrast to the other two in context, obviously. But still, it doesn't mean that I'm, you know, this is not a wholesale endorsement of Zinn by any means.
Okay. Thank you. The other thing is, in case you haven't looked into it, because I don't know why this isn't getting, being screamed from the housetops. Craig Whitlock, you know, the guy who actually did the articles on Afghanistan and wrote the book, The Afghanistan Papers, on October 10th, he did an article with another journalist in the Washington Post, 3 days. Our top generals are actually serving in foreign militaries like Saudi Arabia, UAE.
We're in the break. We're in the break, so we got to do the break.
Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love.
Welcome back.
You can.
Speaking of our generals working for other folks, you know, it makes me think of R.J. Hillhouse and outsourced Tim Sherrock, same thing, and, you know, Top Secret America, Dana Priest and William Arkin's project. And Tim Sherrock says, what took the Washington Post so long to investigate the U.S. intelligence system? But that, he said on Democracy Now!, which is, you know, they're rabid communists too, funded by the Ford Foundation and friends, kind of like PBS. Imagine. I feel like there's a theme here somewhere. We're all progressives. No, we're not. No, we're not. Because the progressive impulse is religious. It's the thing that I've been talking about. It's the Western esotericist impulse that wants to convert us all to this Acts chapter 2 counterfeit. So, you know, what you're talking about with our generals basically in bed with other countries and governments is exactly my, you know, in keeping with what I'm saying in the you know, intellectual nexus of RL33627, CRS report, RL33627, October 23rd, 2008, and H.G. Wells, The Shape of Things to Come, The Ultimate Revolution. We got another call. Lynn, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. We're going to jump back to the phones quickly in the interest of time. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, define terms. Now, your explanation to Lynn and Pat, you know, I follow clearly and then in agreement. And then the next thing I'm going to talk about is discernment. And then I'm going to say I served 4 years and 3 months in the service, not in action. And everybody says, well, thank you for your service, you know. Now, my attitude is now, when I talk to my grandnephews, I tell them, do not join the military. And if I put that over the air, they think, well, what is Fred in Iowa talking about? He's a coward, or he's a stupid, or he's dumb. The problem with Christians is discernment. Now, I do watch the, as I've used the term, idiot box television, or program and how we're brainwashed. If Christians have lost the ability or the trust and faith to use discernment, they are brainwashed, and I could use a rough term, stupid. But I'm in total agreement in your explanation to Lynn and Pat, and I understand it. And I am striving to be a Christian. Thank you. I ain't going to take up any more time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Well, we're out of time. And Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Romans 8:36, and 2 Corinthians 3 through 10. That pretty much sums it up in the interest of time. I hope it was informative. Happy Veterans Day, whatever that means, and hopefully there was something informative in there. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.